Blackstone Publishing presents The 11th Gate by Nancy Kress. This book is read by Braden Wright. For Jack. Part 1. The elementary particles are certainly not eternal and indestructible units of matter. They can actually be transformed into each other. The world thus appears as a complicated tissue of events in which connections of different kinds alternate or overlap or combine and thereby determine the texture of the whole. Werner Heisenberg. 1. New California. The wolves needed dusting again. Sloane Peregoy rose from his massive Carthwood desk and ran a finger over the film on the animals' gray pelts and yellow glass eyes. The cleaning bot should be able to do better than this. He said to the wall screen, "Note to Morris, reprogram J84, dusting." Sophia entered Sloane's office.
"Father, two more appointments."
Sloane glanced appreciatively at his daughter. His dead wife had chosen for Sophia the genetic template of a Mayan princess rather than Yvette's own watery Nordic beauty, and the choice suited Sophia. Tall and strong-featured, she had inherited her father's drive, competency, and preference for formality. You couldn't engineer personality, but Sloane's famous luck had held with Sophia. She ran as much of Peregoy Corporation and its three worlds, four if you counted Prometheus, not technically a Peregoy planet, but no one else was on it, as Sloane did, and Sophia was his sole heir. He'd made sure of that. Neither her sister nor Sloane's son, dead in the same plague that had killed Yvette, had possessed ability or inclination to govern. But in line after Sophia... Sloane didn't choose to ponder that long-term problem right now. He was tired. It had been a long day. Beyond the window, two moons gleamed above his corporate headquarters' soaring towers. Sloane wanted his dinner, whiskey, and bed. The rejuve treatments could do only so much for someone as old as he was, and it was unlike Sophia to allow appointments this late. In fact, Sophia rarely facilitated appointments at all. That was Morris's job, so these must be important.
Who are they?
He'd had his biweekly meeting with the full board of directors just this afternoon. It was unusual for something urgent.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?